This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alright, bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima alamtana, innaka sami'un mujibu du'a. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa', wa qalbin la yakhsha', wa nafsin la tashba', wa du'a'in la yusma'. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana, wa hab lana min ladunka rahma, innaka antal wahhab. Welcome everyone. Jazakallah khair. You're a very good crowd, mashallah. If we make it 4 a.m. in the morning, you will still come. One day I'll do 4 a.m. for you. No. The earliest I've done in the masjid actually is 7 a.m. 7 a.m. and mashallah, we used to have a lot of crowd. This is before COVID, of course. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So if you all remember, this is a series, bi-idhnillah. It may take us longer than what I thought. Basically, when we sin, when we disobey Allah, and I want every one of you, just think of today, what sin you have done? Don't tell me. Tell yourself, because Allah knows, and the angels wrote it anyway. But the point is, remember the poem that I shared with you from day one, which is, Ra'itu dhunuba tumitu al-quluba. I came to know that sins will kill the heart. وَخَيْرُ لِنَفْسِكَ عَصْيَانُهَا وَيُورِثُ الذِّلَّ إِدْمَانُهَا. And the more you become addicted to a sin, you'll become addicted. وَتَرْكُ الذُّنُوبِ حَيَاتُ الْقُلُوبِ. And this is exactly the series. It's actually where the series title came from. And when you stay away from sins, your hearts will be alive, will be living, will be life. And وَخَيْرُ لِنَفْسِكَ عَصْيَانُهَا. The best thing you do for your nafs, for your progress, for your future, for your akhirah. You use all the words you want is to go against your nafs. Whatever your nafs wants, you say no. So we said, what is the problem? In the first week, we went through what is sins, and then we went into the effects of sins. Today and next week and the week after, if Allah give us life, we're going to take the following. How many of you, and I'm going to, before I tell you the title, how many of you will say that I want to see hands. Don't worry, it's not showing. How many of you can say with so much confidence, I do have a relationship with Allah. I have a relationship with Allah. I didn't say how good, bad, I said relationship, yani, come on. Right? Everybody has a relationship with Allah. How many of you in this room can say confidently, I am the my relationship with Allah to the best that Allah wants me to be, not what you think, what He wants. And I didn't use a word that I'm going to use in a second. That's, you know what? My relationship with Allah, I make a dua to Allah, it happens on the moment. Allah wants me to do something, I'm doing it on the spot. It doesn't matter what it is. I like it, I don't like it, people love it, people tell me no, doesn't matter. Allah said so. How many can say this? Alhamdulillah, no one. Right? So the question comes in, why not? And this is related to the topic. Why not? Why it is so hard for me to obey Allah? Let's be all very honest. I mean, is it easy to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. Right? Is it easy in every minute, in every breath, and every day I do exactly what He wants me? No. Why? And remember last week we said Allah created us when the baby comes out? Pure. The heart is pure. What happens? This is the title. Every time I and you sin, my relationship with Allah becomes weaker. And this is not my words. Every time I do something He doesn't want, He doesn't like, my relationship with Him gets weaker and weaker. Think of it this way. And anytime you think of it in the dunya way, in your life, it will be much easier. You have someone you love, a friend, right? And you really had a very good relationship. When does this relationship change? When does this relationship change? When the person with you disappoint you, right? Something happens, one time okay, second time okay, third time, that's it, done. There's so many other people I can have be friends with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give up on us. Walillah alhamd, otherwise we'll not be in this room. But the relationship weakened from my side. He doesn't push me away. I move away because the reasons I have or He gives me to get close to Him is being removed. and I'll share this with you. And I'm going to start with a hadith. If you know the hadith, you know why Sinzul does this. And I'm sure all of you at least know the meaning of this hadith. Hadith is a long one. It starts by the following. It's a hadith Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Man ada li waliyan, faqad adantuhu bil harb." Whomsoever, and this applies to all of us, declare war against a wali. A wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a person who is very close to Allah. You and me probably don't know most of these awliya because they don't talk about themselves. And they don't brag about what they do. And you probably see them and you don't even pay attention to them. But these people have this special relationship with Allah. So Allah says, whomsoever declare war on this, so be careful when you attack righteous people. An imam, a scholar, somebody who calls to Allah, you don't know what they have with Allah. Because you do this and Allah will declare war, not me or you. Allah will declare war. When Allah declare war, what's going to happen? Oh, I have no idea. مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Then comes to the point. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. Nothing will bring my servant, you and me. And Allah is saying, this is not the words of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It's his words, but this is from Allah directly. And Allah say, nothing will get you close to Allah. Nothing, abdi, my servant, nothing will bring you close to me other than what I made obligation. And obligations, you all, don't only think of obligation, as I have said many times, as salah and siyam and hijab, and think of all the obligations. But that's not going to make you close to Allah. This is going to get you, put you on the road, but you're not there yet. Because it's a process. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ. This is the word. And he, my servant, will continue to get close to me. So pay attention to the word continue. What does it mean? It's not only in Ramadan. Only when I'm in the masjid on Tuesday because there's a class and I pray with the jama'ah, then I'm close to Allah. يَزَال, for those of you who know Arabic, is فِعْلُ مُضَارَى. It's a verb that means now and the future. It's a process. Continuously, my servant will come close to me. How? By doing the extras. Voluntary. Bin nawafi. And continuously, then, how do you know you are a wali of Allah? I can claim whatever I can claim. And you claim, and you say, oh, people will believe you. These are the signs. Hatta uhibbu. Allah will love you. How do I know Allah loved me? Will He give me dunya? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Be very careful. And this is for the youth before the adult and the adult before the youth. Be so worried and scared. Literally, I'm going to use this word. When I am disobeying Allah and He still gives me. And this question, this always we say this to everybody. You say, look at these people around us. They don't even believe in Allah and they have all the dunya. Well, good luck. Because that's what they have only here. And for us Muslims, the more I disobey Allah and the more He give it to me, because He's going to take me suddenly. And I shared the verse with you last week, if you remember. So, لَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيْهِ. My servant continuously, by doing the extras, I will love him. What is the sign? And this everybody needs to learn this. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُ. When I love, when Allah loves you. كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به. I became his hearing. وبصره الذي يبصر به. And I become his eyesight. ويده التي يبطش بها. And I become his hand, your hand. And I'll explain it in a second. ورجله التي يمشي بها. This is the first thing. What does it mean when Allah becomes my hearing? What does that mean? Can anyone tell me? You cannot listen to what I'm saying. You cannot listen to anything that He does not like. Because you're not listening. He is making you listen. Don't tell me you listen to backbiting and you are part of it and you tell me I'm a wali of Allah. You're not. Or I'm listening to music. Or I'm listening to haram. Or I'm listening to this. Same thing applies to the eye. What you see. What you read. And then same thing. What do you do with this? And what do you do with your legs? Where do you go? Where do you go? Which group? Which invitations? Which wedding? Which? So the first thing is you start hating sins. That's where it is related to us. You can do it. I don't know if you have seen these people. These people literally, I have met, it's like, I can't. I just can't. It's not like you struggle. One day I do it, one day I don't. But, and then you try to find excuses. They can't. They can't look at haram. They just can't. Their eyes right away go somewhere else. Same thing with the ears. So that's the first. And the two. And this is absolutely, because Allah used it in a way of absolute confirmation and affirmation. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأَعْطِيَنَّ وَلَئِنْ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّ. If he or she ask me, I am giving it. And those of you who know Arabic, you know the word, the tools he used for لَأُعْطِيَنَّ. لَمْ التَّوْكِيدُ نُمْ التَّوْكِيدُ. Two tools to affirm. Don't you have a doubt? You ask me, I'll give it to you. وَلَئِنْ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّ. When I ask Allah to protect me, I will. That's the wali of Allah. Sins, now you know the relationship. There is no relationship with Allah if I am constantly disobeying Him. Literally what I am doing, I am cutting this relationship. I am doing it. He never gave up on me, by the way. At all. You need all to know this. Doesn't matter what you did. Doesn't matter what sins you have done. You know the 99, the person who killed 99. You know the famous hadith. The man who killed 99 souls. 99 people. And he came to a righteous man, taking from him an advice. Do you think I have hope? I killed 99 people. Do I have hope? And he said no. So he killed him. And now they became 100. And then he saw somebody and that person said, leave, leave this place. That's actually a lot of lessons from this hadith. His number one reason we disobey Allah is our environment. That's why he told him, leave, leave. So he left and he said, go to the other city, you'll be much better. Well, he died in the middle. He didn't get there. And the angels disputed, they argued. Where do we get him? And Allah said, measure. If he was closer to the city he left, he's a sinner. And if he was closer to the city he was going to, then his repentance is accepted. And guess what Allah did? That's why I was telling you, Allah will never give up on you. Allah changed the earth, and Allah is capable. And he moved the earth to be closer to him. So Allah never gives up on us, but we give up on ourselves. And please forgive me, we abuse, I say this to myself, abuse the fact that Allah is forgiving. Am I right? Am I right? Think of it with me. If I am not, please don't we keep saying Allah is Ghafoor Rahim? Yeah, of course Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Who can change that? Who can even deny that? But isn't Allah also Shadeedul Iqam? Isn't Allah also has severe punishment? Why do I remember only this side? مَا يُقَالُ لَكَ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ قِيلَ لِلرُّسُلِ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو مَغْفِرَةٍ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى ظُلْمِهِمْ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَشَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. We will tell you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying this to Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam, we'll tell you what we tell people. The messengers before you, your Lord, have a lot of forgiveness. In spite of people are doing wrong things, but also your Lord is a severe punishment. So sins will gradually weaken my relationship with Allah. And every sin will produce another sin. Every sin will produce another sin. And Rasul ﷺ said in this beautiful hadith, and this you all feel it, one of the most common questions I get is this one. Is he said, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَيُخْلَقُ فِي أَحَدِكُمْ إِيمَانَ. Just let me just go this. الإيمان لا يخلق في جوف أحدكم كما يخلق الثوب. إيمان, faith, will get weaker and old in the heart, in your hearts, just like the dress gets old. You know, when you keep washing it and ironing, washing, ironing, at one point it's very old, I need a new one. And he said, faith is the same. Get old, weak. And what did he say? فَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْ يُجَدِّدَ الْإِيمَانَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Ask Allah to renew faith in your heart. We don't make dua for this, do we? Do we make dua for our iman? No. Do we make dua for our relationship with Allah? How many of you say yes and show me hands? That Ya Allah, keep me strong. Ya Allah, keep me close to you. Ya Allah, other than give me Jannah. But I'm talking about the personal relationship with Allah. If you do, alhamdulillah, if you don't start. So that's what he's saying. What makes my iman weak? Now connected all together. What weakened my iman? Sins, absolutely. So here you go. Sins weakens my iman. If my iman is weak, my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is weak, as you all know this. Rasulullah said, one of the hadith which you also know, and you wonder why, what is the most common dua of Rasulullah? Let's see how much you know. Bismillah. Turn it the other way. Exactly. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenak. O you who turns the hearts, what does that turns the heart mean? I change. In the morning, I wake up. Wow, I woke up before Fajr. I did my beautiful Fajr. I did my dhikr. I read Quran. Done. I'm going to Jannah. Then I go and life starts. I go to work. I go to college. I go whatever. I go out. And then next thing, don't tell me what you did. I don't want to know. And you say to yourself, is that the same person? Is that the same person? Is that like two personalities? That's what happens, up and down. And the dua is, Ya muqallib al-qulub. That's the most common supplication he did, alayhi salatu wasalam. O you who turn the hearts, keep my heart steadfast. I don't want this seesaw, I call it, up and down. I want to be my heart. Don't you want your heart to be like Ramadan all the time? Right? Running after Isha? Running, right? And you're here for 2 hours? At 10 o'clock in the summer, Taraweeh, and I'm here. And when he finished, I was like, why did he finish? And then I go home and I'm full of energy. What happens then? Up and down. So always make dua, even when you sin. That's the reason my heart, I sin, because my heart changed. Rasulullah says, and there's a lot of du'as here. Every time I sin, I want you to answer me. Who did I obey and who did I disobey? Let's see the young. When I sin, who did I obey? Are you young? Are you young? You're young, but they are youth. Who did I disobey or who did I obey when I sinned? When I missed my fajr, when I didn't do my salat, when I said this word, who did I obey? I want to hear it. This is the triangle I want you to remember. It is me, you put it whatever, but definitely Allah is here. So there is Allah here. And this is me. And this is the relationship. The closer, the shorter, the straight line, the closer I am. The more obedient I am, the happier I am. But you never know this. The closer you are to Allah, the happier you are, regardless what your life is. The further you are from Allah, the miserable you are. The more miserable you are, regardless of what your life is. In case you wonder why all these celebrities, they have everything in life and then they commit suicide. Isn't that amazing? Everything, millions, because they are far from Allah. And there's people who are very close to Allah and they have nothing and they're very happy. They smile. Mastura is in the Arabic word. Alhamdulillah, everything is good, perfect. I don't need anything. I was like, Ya Rabbi. So here you go. This is a triangle. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's me here. And who's here? And it's not one. It's not one shaytan. It's shayateen. Al-insu wal-jinn. He has army. Absolutely. Shayateen al-insi wal-jinn. Allah said it in the Quran. He has army. And he sent the army every morning. Each one, what's your weakness? What can work on you may not work on me. And what may work on me not work on you. So Shaytan, Allah says, said it in Surah An-Nisa, يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَّا إِنَاثًا وَيَدْعُونَ إِلَّا شَيْطَانًا مَرِيدًا. They call, but a cursed Shaytan. What did he do? لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ. Allah cursed him. And he became jealous from you and me. And he said, وَقَالَ لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا. Every one of your servants, I will have a share from them. Everyone. That's what it is in Surah An-Nisa. He's talking to Allah. وَقَالَ لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا. Every one of your servants, I will have share of them. Can you tell me Shaytan doesn't have a share in you or me? You know what it means when Shaytan has a share? He has an influence. It's part of you. As your beauty, and he works on that. As your education, he works on that. Works on something Allah gave you to disobey Allah. This is what he said. وَلَا أُضِلَّنَّهُمْ. I'm going to make them go astray. Now look at the next one. This is going to be very familiar. وَلَا أَمُرَنَّهُمْ. And I am going to order them. Order them. Something in you, you hear it. It's okay, don't do it. It's okay, I didn't mean, I said something is right, but I was so upset. Allah Ghafoor Rahim. He ordered you to say something that is not pleasing to Allah. لَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ. And then he said, فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ أَذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ. They're going to be cutting the ears of the cattle. That's something they used to do before. And then, وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I'm going to order them, and they will change the way they look. They change the way they look. You know what I say to people when they tell me, is all this, you know what I'm talking about, is haram? And I don't use the word haram or halal. You know what I say? So you don't like the way Allah created you? Why do you want to change it? The perfect, the best, created you in the best way. Didn't he say that? Don't you read Quran? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have created the human being in the best form. Why do you change it? Why do you make this bigger or this smaller or this or that? Why? You're not happy with the way he created you. Don't look at it other than your relationship. Remember the triangle, your relationship with Allah. And that's how Shaytan comes and works. And every time I do something that I disobey Allah, this becomes further. The triangle becomes this very long, or this becomes very short, very close. And don't blame anyone. Well, she made me do it. What? Why didn't you say no? Aren't you educated? Don't you know? And we are very good in doing what? Blaming everybody else, except us. So you need to know that Shaytan standing from morning till evening wants me to disobey Allah. And the further I disobey, the more I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the further I am from Allah. The further I am from Allah, the more I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a circle. It becomes a circuit, if you want to use it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is, I'm going to read it because this is from Ibn al-Qayyim. And this is how Allah is talking to you and me. He said, Allah told his servants, you and me, كُلَّنَا عِبَادُ اللَّهِ, I have honored your father, Adam, and I raised his status. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي Adam. We have elevated the status of Bani Adam. And I preferred Adam over everything else I created. We are the best of the creation of Allah. True or false? We're better than everything else Allah created. Why? Why? Because Allah decided. He could have made any of other creation better than us. But that's what he decided. Then he said, Allah, I ordered my angels to prostrate to him as a sign of honor to Adam. And they obeyed me. Except my enemy and his enemy, Shaytan. Now look at this. This is Allah saying, literally, give me your hearts. So how could you take him? How could you take him and his offsprings as allies beside me. I honored you. I asked the angels to prostrate to you. And the one who said, no, you go and become his friend and stay away from me. This is what Allah is saying, subhanAllah, while he is your enemy. You have followed my enemy after I had commanded you to take him as your enemy. You know, this is all still Allah saying this. You know that whoever befriends the enemy of the king, who is the king? Whoever befriend the enemy of the king is also considered the enemy of the king. You know what we say in the Arabic language? If you are the enemy of my friend, you are my enemy. Don't we say that? Right? So Allah is saying, you took my enemy, Shaytan, as your friend, then in reality, you're taking me, Allah, as an enemy. For love and obedience, Hadi, I love this statement. And this applies to our relationship, even between each other. For love and obedience cannot fulfill except by being or showing animosity against my enemies and by joining my followers. Don't we say that? You're either with me or, and now it's not about me and you disagreeing. This is Allah and Shaytan. I and you need to decide who I am going to take as my companion throughout my day, even when I am alone. There is only two choices. There's no third. It's either him or Allah. Which one you want from this? Muawiyah, Allah be pleased with him, sent to Aisha when he became the Khalifa. And he said to her, so you know the value of woman, when the woman is educated. This is Amirul Mu'mineen. And he, in Sham, she was in Medina. And he sent to her and says, send me a letter of advice. Woman, advise me. And she said, Muawiyah, she called him by his name, Muawiyah, salamun alayk, peace be upon you. Amma ba'd, this is a very common one you start saying. I've heard the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam saying the following. This one applies to us here, in this community, in every community, in your family, with your family, with your friends. She said the following. And I want you to tell me, why did she give him this advice? So you know how smart she was. She said, and I'm going to read in Arabic. مَنْ الْتَمَسَ رِضَاءَ اللَّهِ بِصَحَّةِ النَّاسِ كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ مَؤُونَةَ النَّاسِ وَمَنْ الْتَمَسَ رِضَاءَ النَّاسِ بِصَحَّةِ اللَّهِ وَكَّلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَى النَّاسِ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ. That's the only thing she said. Three lines. Let's read it. She said, Muawiyah, peace be upon you. Indeed, I heard the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam saying the following. Whoever seeks Allah's pleasure by making people upset, Allah will suffice him from all people. And the opposite. And whoever seeks the people's pleasure by disobeying Allah and by making Allah angry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave him to those people. What did she tell her? What was the, and then she said, and peace be upon you. What was the advice? This is the ruler. What was the advice? What she said to him? Do what? This is an advice of do. Do what? I want to hear it. It's not only obey Allah. She made this combination. It says, don't you ever try to please people by disobeying Allah. And don't, because if you do that, you know what he will do? He will leave you to those people. And when they hurt you and do all these things, don't come back to me. Well, Allah didn't say that, but this is the inner meaning of it. Sins, the reason we sin is literally three reasons. One is me, and one is Shaitan, and the third one, people, is people. Everyone else is doing it. Everyone else is saying this. I'm gonna be the only one. Everybody will talk about me. They will say this and this. Fine, that's what you are saying to him. You wanna go and please people so everybody pleases, everybody praise you? You wanna do that? And then by disobeying Allah, then go and do it. But then Allah will leave you to those people. Don't complain about them later on when they disappoint you. Can anyone in this room, maybe not the very young yet, can tell me they have never been disappointed by a human being? Where do we start with the list? Where, right? Then don't do that. Always, always, if you want your relationship with Allah to be continued, don't please anyone else other than Him. And if pleasing Him come with the pleasing the people, alhamdulillah. And this is possible. It depends on your what company, who are your friends, who do you spend time with, who you are so eager to invite to your home and so eager to go to their home and be in their company. If they are people who will help you to be close to Allah, then you are the lucky person. Otherwise, you really have to look into this. What will bring me close to Allah? And give me an example. Now I'm going to give you some examples. Alhamdulillah, we have plenty of time today. Ya Rabbi lakarham. What will bring me close to Allah? Obedience, that's general. Give me. I need to hear it from everyone because I have a long list for you. I want to see how many of the list you know. Let's start from you. What will bring me close to Allah? Anything, tell me. Okay, salah. Perfect. Alhamdulillah. Anybody in this side? I can't hear you. Fasting, Ramadan. Extra fasting, you're getting the next step. Remember, there's obligation and there is extras. Like, what else? Don't tell me hajju. I need reality. I want to hear one thing. I hope I'm going to hear it. Gratefulness to Allah, reading Quran. I don't want this. I want between human beings. I want between human beings. Kindness, that's one I'm looking for. Second one. Somebody said it. Forgiveness. It's one of the hardest one on us human beings. I will never forgive her. You hear it from this age. She took my toy. She did that. I will never forgive them. Where did they learn this? It's in the house. In the house. Sins. When I watch something haram, it will be very difficult for me to forgive someone. This is where I want you to make the connection. And don't blame it on her, because this is how we normally say, you don't know what she did to me. Of course, nobody did worse than what they did to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. No one threw garbage on you. No one called you crazy. And you are the prophet. But why was he so easy for him? اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء. Go, you're all free, you're all forgiven. Why? Because he was connected with al-ghafoor. He was connected with the most forgiving. So of course I'll forgive. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you like Allah to forgive you? Connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not start. And there's another side of the coin. When you will start having some of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know this concept? Yes or no? I don't know. I'm not hearing you. If Allah is the generous, yes or no? What should I be? What should I have? Generosity. And what is generosity? Just by giving money? What about somebody doesn't have money? You know what's generosity? Well, I'm going to say it. Don't do it, but I'm going to say it. When someone comes in and you're sitting in the first row and you are here half an hour before the class, and you see somebody standing, immediately you go and sit on the floor. Then you are generous without someone asking you. Generosity is not, of course, can you give me? Okay, fine, sure. I'm not generous. I'm just shy. And she asked me, it's very hard to say no. Generosity is two things. Is when I give way more than what she asked me or he asked me. And the generous person is the one who gives before even someone opened their mouth. And are we generous? Don't answer me. This is what I was trying to say. The closer I am to Allah, I hope this is a very clear concept now. The closer I am to Allah, the more I have of His attributes and become easier for me. For example, Allah is very merciful. Of course, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The closer I am to Allah, I become merciful. You know what is the sign of mercy? One of the easy signs of mercy is what? Ya Allah, we don't even know the sign of mercy. Rabbi lak alhamd. What? Forgiveness is as a result of being merciful. But a sign, you're merciful. Adi rahma, he said it alayhi salatu wasalam. Tears, yes, your eye tears. You hear the Quran. You see something sad, not movie. May Allah forgive us. You are all laughing because it's real. Right? I'm not bringing any examples from the moon today. Right? And this is what Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when his son died and he was crying, the Sahaba looked at him, يعني, you cry? And he said, هذه رحمة قذفها الله في القلب. This is a sign of mercy. Allah put it in the heart. So if I have very dry eye and I brag about it, that doesn't mean you don't cry in public. Some people don't cry in public. But I'm talking about when you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, then I am far from the source of rahmah. Then I have to say, what did I do? What did I commit? What was my problem? Don't blame again anybody else. And even shaitan, why didn't I say no to him? Sins sever the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why you reach a point, not you, a'udhu billah. You see people reach a point where it doesn't matter anymore. The sins become one worse than the other. And this is why it's very scary, and this is to everybody. When you start to become weaker, and scholars will teach you this, it's a slope. Like you're going, like if you go for hiking and when you're coming back. Coming back is very easy, right? Going up is very hard. So when you come down, going up, this is me and you getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very hard. But every time I take one step, I'm stronger. I build up more momentum. I build up more energy. This is even physics. So you go up, 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 and you keep going, right? Once you start going down, what happens? It becomes much easier. You take an hour to go up and you go down in 5 minutes. That's how I am with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My relationship should always be uphill. I'm going to Him subhanahu. And we are all going to Him. But I'm going to Him with my actions. The moment I sin, I am already away from Him. Now remember, if you sin and you repent, you didn't sin. If you sin and repent, you didn't sin. You're already as if you have not sinned. But if I say it's okay, what is the big deal? Okay, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, the usual words we all say, that's it. And the more you go till you reach a point, it doesn't hurt anymore. What is the big deal? I think I shared this example, this it's a true story. I was told this story. There was a man lived in Medina, young man, all his life. Never seen a woman without hijab. Never. And he traveled to Egypt in the airport. Young man came down in the airport. You're going to laugh at this example. It's a real example. And he saw a woman without hijab. Her hair is showing. The man fainted. See, I told you. See? That's where we are. Imagine. See? Why do you think he fainted? Is how can people disobey Allah like this? It's so sad. Every time I read the story or I remember the story, I was like, why don't I have the heart of this young man? When I see Allah disobeyed, I get so unhappy. It affects me to the point I faint. Versus if I lose something very valuable to me, what happens? Did you get my point? What happens? Because the constant sinning on daily basis, small, tiny ones. You all know the story. I'm sure you know this story. The story of the monk who killed at the end. You know this story? I'm just going to summarize it. This is a monk. Monk, meaning very righteous person, living alone up in the mountains. And next to him, there was a neighbor. The neighbor is a brother and a sister. Never seen his sister. Never saw them. He doesn't go out in his room, obeying Allah, worshiping Allah. And this is very true story how shaitan operates. The brother needed to leave. So he knocked the door on the monk. And he said, I just want you, every now and then, just check. Just knock on the door and check on her. She is not going to open the door. Just check. He said, okay. And the brother went. First day, checked on the door. She didn't answer. Second, third, fourth, or fifth, she answered. He heard her voice. Pay attention to the detail. This is a hadith actually of Rasulullah. He liked the voice. What happens now? Think with me. What happens now? What happened? He liked the voice. He didn't see it. He's a monk, always with Allah. But he liked the voice. And then she didn't open the door. And then he left and came back. Speak more. I want to hear more. And this moved. Okay, just put your feet from the door. Let me just look at the feet. Look at the feet. And on, and for other reasons, I'm not going to go through the whole detail. She became pregnant. He killed her. And then buried her. And the brother came back. And he said she ran away. And then the brother killed him. It's a monk. You know the story? What is the story tells you? We don't disobey Allah right away, major ones. It's gradual. This is how shaitan works. Gradual. Whisper. Whisper. This, you don't do it. Change tactics. He does it this way. He does it that way. You know that the constant nagging you hear inside you? Constant nagging you hear inside you? That's you, shaitan and nafs. They work together. Ask any person who stopped praying. And I said, stopped. How did it happen? They will never tell you, I woke up in the morning and yesterday I was doing Qiyamul Layl and five on time. And this morning I woke up and I decided I'm not going to do it. It doesn't work this way. Because shaitan knows it's not going to work. It works gradually. Sunnah, you start leaving sunnah gradually, delaying, combining. Within 6 months, seven, eight, a year, Allah knows, and that's it. So remember, sins has sequences. Sins, the biggest sequence is it severs gradually my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I shared this with you last time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this righteous man, said, Ya Allah, how many times I disobey you and you don't punish me? What did he answer? Remember. What did he say? How many times you disobey me and I punish you, but you don't know? Didn't I prevent you from the beauty and the joy of talking to me? When I find very hard to make dua, when my life is easy, now when do we make dua? When I need Allah. But when my life is easy, it's very hard to make a long dua. Why? Why? حجبتك ذنوبك. My sins have veiled me from him, subhanahu. So remember, sins has sequences on, as we said, on, and I'm going to come even the sequence on earth, on my relationship with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and on my relationship with each other. We're going to come to all this in the series. But for today, your relationship with Allah, what is the gauge that my relationship with Allah is where He wants me to be? Number one, obedience of Allah is very easy. I don't struggle. Two, pay attention to this one. He brings to you, Allah الذي أعلم, He brings to you on a plate of gold the opportunity to obey Him, the opportunity to do good. He brings it to you. Throw it in your lap. Suddenly someone calls you and says, oh, this person needs this and I thought of you. I said, SubhanAllah, I really wanted to do this. Who did that? Who planned all this? And the opposite is true. I disobey Him once, and the doors of all the disobedience opens up. How many of you, I want to watch the news, right? Ended up doing what? You all are laughing. Why? Because I looked at one thing that is not pleasing to Him. I didn't lower my gaze. I didn't say Astaghfirullah. And then the other starts coming and becomes more beautiful and easier. Sign you have a relationship with Allah, and your sins and my sins, our sins, has not veiled us, is when I am still connected to Him, when His obedience is still easy, and when His disobedience, I don't like it. I wouldn't say hard. Hard, that means it's not there, but I don't like it. I don't enjoy it anymore. Those of you who have changed, you know what I'm talking about. Those of you who used to listen to music and suddenly you stopped, what happened? You're the same person. You just, your heart changed. Your relationship with Allah changed. Bottom line, what you need to learn from today. Number one, ask yourself, and don't say this to anybody, He knows. Where's your relationship with Allah? Is there a relationship with Allah? One. Number two, how strong or how weak? And what makes it weak? Basically, what did I do? Sit down and write it down. You know, these days, everybody tells you, write journals, all the youth, write journals, right? Which is great, by the way. It's a very good way of organizing your thoughts. Write journals of your sins. Write journals of your relationship with Allah. The more you know, literally, the more He shows you. Or show me, that means He wants me to change. The more I don't see it, the more I say, what is the problem? I'm fine. I'm doing perfect. Let alone someone comes tell me, mashallah, you, what about me? Don't say this to anybody. Don't say this to anybody. You don't know what they have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more I do this, the more I am closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more I have this relationship. Remember, sins has sequences and it kills the heart. The sign of dead heart, so you combine all this together, is when the person disobey Allah or sin, nothing happens. And the person who has a living heart, when he or she sins, as if they lost the most valuable thing in their life. There's 12 signs of a living heart. One day I'll do this for you, inshallah. But this is one of them, is when he or she sins as if they have lost the most valuable thing for them. We need to stop because I was told 7:20 is the adhan. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi tasliman kathira. Jazakumullahu khairan.